Death, the doorway to life. A lot of people think that death is the doorway to the end, and nothing more follows. Nothing more comes into their life. No more experiences, no more happiness, no more life, no more touching, smelling, tasting, hearing, speaking, or any of the other things that you do, you know. Just no more. Well, when death comes, everything becomes even greater. Everything becomes even greater. You don't have the senses you had, but you have a sense that transcends sense. It is a sense that includes all the senses and yet is none of them. It's a sense that has the understanding, the feeling, the awareness of everything and everybody and all that's going on in the world. It's a great experience. And you say, well, Herb, you sound like you were talking about something that you might have been there. Well, you all were. You've been there many, many, many times. And you've enjoyed it every time you went there. As you would pass through the corridor of death, so to speak, into the awareness of life, you did this many times. And you didn't stay there. And you were a continuous life experience because you're living continuously. There's no end. There's no cessation of life. There's no cessation of beingness. It's just like, Sylvia, take the car and go to the store and bring home some butter. So Sylvia goes to the car, gets in, drives to the store, gets some butter, and comes back here. Now, whilst Sylvia walks out of the room, she's not dead. While she walks to the car, she's not dead. While she drives the car, she's not dead. But she's not here anymore. She's not in our awareness. She's not in our life. She's not in anything. And if she never came back, we would say, I wonder where Sylvia went. We wouldn't say she's dead. We'd say, I guess she decided to go see her Aunt Francine in Mississippi or Missouri or wherever she lives, you know. And so that'll take a few days, you know, maybe 4 days to drive over and 4 days to drive back. And once she's there, she's going to want to stay a couple of days too. So that's a 3 week trip at least, you know. And so, well, maybe she didn't. Maybe she went up to Disneyland. Maybe, who knows what she did, you know. Maybe she has a friend somewhere, you know. She goes to see him. And they have deep discussions on all sorts of things that are going on in the world, you know. And it's an exciting adventure. Just like the dog. Now, he's barking at something that we can't even see. And open the gate and let him outside. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that they're having these experiences that we don't even understand. But that's okay. And you might close the gate, the fence. See, oftentimes we leave the gate open, and when we come back, we say we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We have these near-death experiences. And these near-death experiences are quite exciting for the person who has them. And, of course, for people who don't have them, they're listening and they're saying, that's interesting. That's very interesting. And whenever I try to quiet the dogs, I just put them in the bathroom, and they're quiet and perfectly under control. But death, the doorway to life, is always there. Is always a continuum. Now, did Sylvia die? No. She went several times. We could see her leaving. We could see her getting in the car. We could see her driving away. We could see her coming back. And we didn't think a thing about it. No. How many people do you see who have perhaps gone to other dimensions or who were for the first time entering in this dimension? Interesting, huh? How many people do you know that do that, that have those great experiences? You don't really realize. You have no idea. And it's wonderful. Because if you had an idea, then you might encourage yourself to get into that other dimension more quickly. You'd say, well, if I commit suicide, then I could be on that next dimension there and just be having a ball. But not really. You see, though every death is a suicide, It's a self-chosen, self-accepting experience. No one has to die ever unless they want to. They don't have to go to the next dimension ever if they don't want to. They can stay right here in this dimension. A lot of people do. You don't recognize it because these people go through transitions in their own consciousness. And the transition that they go through is that they don't remember who they are or who they were. They're a new being. People, lots of people have amnesia. Amnesia is quite a popular activity. But what it does, it makes you forget what's going on. Now, think about this. If a person has amnesia, they don't remember. You remember. They don't remember. If a person has amnesia and goes in a different area, then nobody knows that they don't remember. We just think they're a little slow or a little poorly balanced, but we don't think much about it. When you consider the people on this earth, how many are poorly balanced, it's amazing. An illustration of a poorly balanced person is a person who lets their emotions destroy them. I can tell Ingeborg, I can say, Ingeborg, you're so fantastic, you're so joyous, you're so wonderful, you have such a sparkle in your eyes, and you have such a twinkle in your eyes, it always makes me feel just like I want to get up and shout howdy, you know, and tell the whole world what a wonderful person you are. Nice to you. I had to talk all those words to get Ingeborg from a grimace on her face, what's he going to say about me, what's he going to say about me, until she comes up with this great big smile, you know, and I was her master. I completely operated her. I controlled her. And we don't ever want to let people do that to us. We want to always be ourselves. And you say, well, shouldn't we respond to the world we're in? No. We should create the world we're in. Ingeborg, what kind of people do you create in your world?
Super people.
Super people. Happy people?
Yes.
Wealthy people?
Also.
Healthy people? Joyous people?
Yes.
People who are just exciting to be with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, she's stupid, isn't she? Imagine anybody go around creating nice people in their world. Can you imagine such a thing? Well, a lot of people go around creating not nice people in their world. And they say, well, that's just the way the world is. You know, the world is filled with a lot of crazy people. Well, what's this got to do with death, the doorway to life? Because these very things are things that we are working on. These very things are things that we are putting into motion for ourselves. And when people die, we say, oh my goodness, you know, they left their body behind. Well, how many people take their body along? I'd say the majority. The majority take their body along. Did Sylvia take her body with her? Sure, but she didn't die. Yes, she did. Sylvia was stone cold dead as far as we were concerned. Could we reach out and touch her? She wasn't there. Could we talk to her? She wasn't there. Could we hug her and love her and kiss her and tell her how much we delight in her presence? She wasn't there. Where were you? I was going to the store. No, you weren't. You moved into another dimension. Well, if you're going to a store is moving in another dimension, then that's what I did. Were you still alive? Oh, yeah. Well, then, how come people thought you were dead? Well, people can think anything they want to think. People can enunciate anything they want to, but that's not the truth. Death is only for those people who want to accept it. The doorway to life. It's a continuing, beautiful activity that goes on and on and on and on and on. And you know when it stops? Anybody can tell me the answer. When does life stop? When does death take over and life cease to be?
Never.
Whenever we stop thinking about it, our thoughts are the creator of our life. When Anita here, she says, I'm not going with you down the Mississippi River and out across the Caribbean and up the Panama Canal and up the Pacific coast there. No way. And I say, okay, Anita. And I give her a pill. It puts her to sleep, you know. Like the Wicked Witch, it puts her to sleep for a period of time. And after that period of time, a week or so, she sits up, oh, I had the greatest nap hey, it feels different. What's going on? Well, we're pulling into San Diego right now. What? Oh, were we in the bay? No. We left Minneapolis, went down the Mississippi River, through the Caribbean, the Panama Canal, and up the coast, and here we are at San Francisco, at San Diego. Ooh, no way! I would be frightened of that. Was she frightened?
No.
She had no consciousness of it. She had no awareness of anything. Was she dead? No. She was dead to the experience. If she had lived, if she had been alive 20 years and then woke up and said, gee, this looks quite different, you know, 20 years. Or if she were out in the woods, like in the BLM land, and slept there for 20 years and then woke up, she'd say, nothing changed. Maybe a beard, you know. But maybe the trees were a little longer, the grass and stuff. But it really, but you see the changes that take place. And they weren't really changes. And because she lived in the eternal now. And the eternal now knows no time. It knows no distance. It knows no place. It's really wonderful. We are the creators of our world. We are the ones who live forever. And we do. Death is the doorway to life. So you think, well, I'll die so I can have the doorway to life. No, that doesn't work that way. Death is the doorway to life for those who experience it. Now, are you strong enough, Anita? Are you strong enough to go to the store and get some ice cream and come back? Are you strong enough to go leave this room? Because the minute you leave this room, as far as we're concerned, you're dead. You're not here, right? Mm-hmm. And then the farther away you get, the more not here you are. Is that true?
No distance.
The very fact that you left this room, you died. You were no more. You did not exist anymore. Isn't that how we usually define death? Non-existent? Mm-hmm. Without existence? Well, mm-hmm. When you leave this room, you don't exist anymore. Every time I go down to the embassy, I cease to exist. And when I come up here, I say, oh, hi, Herb! Like I was just born, you know. You know, I sure get born a lot of times, don't I? And this is true. We could say, whoa, welcome to the world. And some people do, you know. Welcome to my world. This is what life is all about. This is the experience it's all about. And you think that death is not the doorway to life? It certainly is. Just think of the interesting things you would do if you were to leave here. For instance, you're here and you're having a great life. You go around the garage and you get into the Expedition or the motorhome and you take off and you say, USA, here I come. I'm going to see you from the top to the bottom. And so you drive all over the United States, and you're just having a ball. You stop in at every city, and you participate in the most, you know, glamorous things that are taking place there. And then when you come back to San Diego here and up to the mountain, you drive up here and you say, well, you know, America's a pretty nice place. What do you mean? Aren't you dead? You've been gone for 2 months now. What's going on? Oh, no. I just took a tour around America. You took a tour around America? What did you see? Oh, so much. But you see, they don't say, in my consciousness, you were dead, and now you're alive. But that's the truth. They had no idea where you went. They had no idea what you were doing. As far as they were concerned, you were dying. They all killed you. And now they'll have a rebirthing. They'll bring you back. And they'll bring you forth so that the world can see you, so that you can have a great time. Are you ready to understand death in that light? Death, the doorway to life. The doorway to life. It's a new experience. It's like the light at the end of the tunnel. It's a new life. You didn't have non-existence as you were going from point A to point B. And you didn't have non-existence when you got to point B and were heading around for point C. no matter what you do, you're fantastic. Because that's the way it is. Death, the doorway to life.